What's up, bro? Little breakfast of champions?
The breakfast of champions.
Breakfast of champions.
Breakfast of champions.
Oh, sweet.
We are the champions?
Champions. All of them.
And speaking of champions, friends.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Introducing.
Peak Physical Champions.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing. Letting go a little, little by little, sipping on a frozen drink. Taking, pouring all week, and clouds ain't leaking no rain. Two pieces shaking, white caps are breaking. We ain't feeling no pain. It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita.
Yeah, I think I need a few of those, and I don't even drink. Well, I guess I should explain what today's show is going to be all about, because there are all sorts of really interesting elements, including a new phone system where we want your feedback. In fact, write down this number. This is all brand new here, and your feedback today is more important than you could ever imagine. My phone number here in the studio to talk with me on the air, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. I was attacked viciously yesterday on social media, blindsided, frankly. I never saw any of this coming. Never did. And man, let me tell you, it was devastating. The bottom line is, I should apologize for being a heterosexual. Because I don't know what else is going on here. I really don't. Let me explain. Let's file this under no good deed goes unpunished. Dr. Angelo Georges, a great doctor, my personal doctor, wonderful human being, absolutely wonderful human being. Very good office staff too, by the way. Asked me to help out with this brand new thing, the Blue Tie Gala for Brave Men, Inc., to raise awareness for prostate cancer screening. I said, sure, whatever I can do for you and for the cause and, you know, for the hospital and everything. I mean, sure, absolutely. I had him on for an hour talking up this event, which happened Saturday. Give me a second here. Frog in my throat. Which happened Saturday at River City Ale Works. And they were wonderful, by the way. The servers and everyone else, they were all great. They really were. So I had him on for an hour, and we were promoting this thing shamelessly, trying to sell as many tickets as we can, get as we could, and get as many donations as possible. Happy to do it. There was no advertising involved. I didn't profit from it, not even one penny. It was simply a public service thing, which I'm happy to do. No problem. He invites me to the event Saturday evening. And it's a blue tie event, so I got to get dressed up and wear a blue tie, which I did. And I still remembered how to tie a Windsor knot, which frankly surprised me, but I did. And it was a lovely evening. They had me at one of the tables, and other people were there, and it was just an absolutely wonderful evening, all for a very good cause. The widow of Demetrius was there. Demetrius is the guy, the football player for Ohio State, who had prostate cancer and started this organization, Brave Men, Inc. Long story short, she was wonderful. Everybody was wonderful. Everybody was wonderful. And I thought to myself, what could I do to help these people while I'm there? And I thought to myself, well, what if I took pictures? Because it's, you know, a beautiful event. The women especially, I mean, my goodness gracious, their gowns were gorgeous, they were beautiful, hair was, I mean, it was just a lovely, beautiful, visually wonderful event. All for a very worthy cause. And so I took out my iPhone, and I thought, well, I'll just start taking pictures of all these people with their approval and then post them on Facebook. That way we can get some residual effect and help brave men for next year. Raise even more money for prostate cancer screening. And so I went around the room and I asked damn everybody that I could, you know, may I take your picture? Can we, you know, post it on Facebook? And only one person said, no, I don't want my picture taken. I'm stepping back. It was a guy. I said, okay, fine. If you ever see me at any of these events, you know what I'm telling you is the truth. Because I always ask before I even take the camera out and I explain to them, hey, this is what I want to do, and you know, are you okay with this? 99% of the people say yes, they love it. Frankly, they're flattered that they were asked. Great, win-win. So I'm thinking, okay, this is wonderful. I mean, visually, the women, honestly, were just beautiful. They really were, and their gowns and everything. It was just a wonderful, wonderful evening. So I took all these pictures. And at the end of the night, when I left and drove back home, I started working on the editing to make sure that the pictures looked as good as possible and pick the best ones to post them on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, which, by the way, you really should be following that now. All sorts of stuff happening here at Big Willie 105.5. And post it also on my Facebook profile page, which I did. I also made several videos, several reels. They're called reels, R-E-E-L-S. And I praised Brave Man Inc. and the Blue Tie Gala and Dr. Angelo George's and the hospital and everyone that I could possibly think. River City Ale Works. You don't have to believe a word I'm saying. You can actually go see the post on Big Willie 105.5. You can see all of this. And I thought that this is great, and I'm sure we're going to get lots and lots of views, lots and lots of people are going to see this, help spread the word, all to help. I can't tell you how galling this is and how frustrating this is for me, because all of this was to try to do something nice for a lot of people here in the Valley, not tooting my own horn at all. In fact, I wasn't even going to bring this up until the attack yesterday, but that's all I was trying to do. Try to be a nice guy. Try to get the word out. I can get, you know, lots of publicity for you. Won't cost you a penny. Not a penny. Happy to do it. Even before the event, I was reading their public service announcements, encouraging people to come. I mean, what else do you want from someone? So I go to bed. Next day, I'm starting to get a little feedback from a handful of people. Well, those pictures, they didn't look very appropriate. I thought to myself, what the hell are you talking about? These were all beautiful, you know, couples, mostly couples, of course. And the women, of course, were beautiful. Everybody was dressed up. Everybody, what are you talking about? I literally had no earthly idea what these people were talking about. I really didn't. Naive me is thinking, well, you know, this is great. People are learning about this wonderful event and prostate cancer screening. I think it's a really, really good thing. Doesn't cost anyone a penny. I'm happy to do this. I spent hours on this thing. And again, not a complaint. Happy to do it. And then yesterday, it started. A jihad. And it started with, well, I can't say that it started with this, but this was when I was first made aware of it. There was this post, and I have a copy of it here, which I will show you on the radio. Looks like this. I'll show you on Facebook. Oh, by the way, you can see the show, although for the life of me, I don't know why you'd want. Normally, I say I have no reason why you would want to watch the show because there's nothing to see. It's just, you know, this pathetic talk host clinging on by his fingernails to whatever career he has left, talking into a microphone here. You do have nice screens up here. And by the way, they added a fourth screen, Johnny O. Thank you, Johnny O. Thank you. Adding a fourth screen for Big Willie 105.5. All of this is Johnny O work. All of this. I mean, we're very, very, very lucky to have him. But normally I tell people there's really nothing to see here, and yet they insist on watching anyway. The views that we get for our Facebook live stream on Big Willie 105.5 and also on the Dimitri Facebook page are insane. The numbers are insane. And I don't know why anybody would want to even look at this thing other than, you know, sadists and masochists. Sadists to see me suffering, masochists so they can suffer. Today's different. Today, I actually have pictures that I'm going to be sharing. And it's tough to share on the radio because the pictures look like this. However, I can share them on the Facebook live stream. So today, if you want to watch the Facebook live stream, go to Facebook, Big Willie 105.5. That's Big Willie 105.5. And you'll see my Facebook live stream here in the studio. That Big Willie screen is great. God, I love that thing. Look at that. Oh, all right. All right. So I get this text. Oh, I'll tell you, can't say from who, but it's somebody who works here at the station. And essentially said, look at this. And this was all new to me. All of this was new to me. And it's from a woman whose first name I don't know how to pronounce. I actually reached out to her on Facebook saying, look, I would like to have you on to give your side, or at the very, and I'm paraphrasing here, or at the very least, could you tell me how to pronounce your first name so I don't mispronounce it? I don't want to mangle your name. No response. So I'm going to do my best, the best guess, to say her first name. I am not trying to mangle it or anything. In fact, I wish she would have responded so I could answer, so I could say the name properly. It's a very unusual spelling. I'm thinking Irish, maybe. N-I-A-M-H. Niamh, I think. Again, my apologies if that's not the proper pronunciation. I did try. I don't know what else to do. I really don't. And the last name is Koumi, C-O-O-M-E-Y. And I knew that name from somewhere. I knew that name from somewhere, but I wasn't sure where. Wait till you find out the rest of the story. So I'm reading this thing, and frankly, I can't believe what I'm reading. I cannot believe what I'm reading. And I'm thinking, well, this is ridiculous. No one's going to, you know, respond to this. This is crazy. Well, turns out that I'm assuming here, she's the public relations director of that ragtag group of Marxist misfits that periodically demonstrate on Saturdays near the McDonald's near Elm Grove. And a lot of those same people, it seems, were responding to her attack on me. And make no mistake about it, it's an attack so personal that she is trying to ruin my career. She is trying to get me fired and get me, well, obviously off the radio station, but also off social media. And she admits this. She admits what she has done and even puts it in writing. And I've got it right here. I'm going to read this to you. And then you're going to hear my response. Also, I've reached out to Dr. Georges, Angelo Georges, to come on and talk about this as well. It's a nightmare for me. It really is just a nightmare.